Welcome to Talk About Scary, the show where we do just that. I'm Adam.
And I'm Clay.
Ah, there he is.
Here I am. I'm here.
So, Clay, there you are. So we have a wonderful subject today. Before we get started, just one more time, I want to tell all of our viewers, if you haven't seen it yet, we have a new special that's on Tubi TV and Amazon called Spirits of the Superstition. If you haven't checked it out yet, please check it out. Tell us what you think. Leave some comments on our Instagram page or on the... do we have a Face Space or what do we have?
What is Face Space? Is that like the MySpace-Facebook merger? This happened and I wasn't aware of it?
I think that's what... Yeah, or that new one, what is it called, Scribble or whatever, the new Facebook Twitter?
I don't know. There's a new thing that just came out that I'm trying to comprehend. It's called Threads.
Threads.
We don't have Threads. That. I don't anticipate us having that in the near future. Maybe in the distant future. We'll kind of see what ends up happening. But
we need a social media person that can take over those things for us.
Taking applications.
Right now, we're taking applications. Feel free to send your application and resume via our Instagram page, and we will look at it as soon as humanly possible.
Social media is kind of, evolving to a place where it's uncomfortable a little bit, how much there is you have to do to keep up with everything.
Too much.
But
too much.
I like to segue things. And you mentioned applications, so where else might you apply for work?
You could apply at a TJ Maxx or a Ross's or maybe a Walmart.
Walmart,
and not only the living need apply.
That's right, dead folks. We're looking at you.
That's right. Go to Walmart and work. Half the people that work there are dead anyway.
We've just lost all the support of any Walmart employees.
Oh, it's true. I've seen the look in your eyes, Walmart employees. You're dead inside. You are dead inside. But anyway, we want to talk to you guys today about a haunted Walmart. Believe it or not, it's a haunted Walmart, and it's located in Galveston, Texas. Galveston is a little
itty bitty island.
It's a teeny itty bitty island located just east of Houston, Texas. I'm not using any H's today. If they begin at the beginning of a word, it's Houston now. that's where they be at, as they say in Houston. That's where they at. And end that phrase in a preposition. And here's the story, kids. You ready for the story?
I'm ready.
Okay. The kids are ready. Everybody knows. I think everybody knows, but maybe you don't. In August 27th, 1900, there was a horrible hurricane that hit the coast of Galveston, and it took everybody by surprise. So nobody was ready. Nobody evacuated.
They should have been watching the news. And, the news usually lets you know about things like this.
In 1900, yes. No news. There actually was...
Everyone knows that the television was invented in the 1600s.
That's right. There was actually a meteorologist that lived on the coast of Galveston that actually warned everybody, and they told him he was
fine. I was just going to say, he's that like crazy crackpot guy that has like the curly hair, and everyone's like, don't listen to Frank.
Yeah. Frederico or yeah. we'll have to tell that story another time if we want to talk about more scary stuff about Galveston. We'll have to touch on that in another episode because it's its own terrifying tale by itself. However, the Walmart wasn't there in 1900, believe it or not, even though the Waltons were still around back then. It was the site at that time of an orphanage, St. Mary's Orphans Asylum. And in that orphans asylum, there were 90 children and about I think it was like 13 nuns or 10 nuns and three workers of some sort. That was what was there. And during the hurricane, they were all hiding in the uh, in the orphanage, right? And they're all singing gospel hymns, Queen of, I think it was Queen of Waves.
Yeah.
Was that what it was? One of the hymns. So, yeah. And they're all in there.
Which
and,
is like fitting since big waves hit them.
Yeah, absolutely. And the nuns saw that the tides were rising and the floodwaters were encroaching upon them. So they decided in their infinite wisdom to take all these children so they wouldn't lose them. And they tied them one by one to each other, so that they wouldn't get lost in the flood waters. They could, you know, keep them wrangled. And the flood overtook the entire orphanage, collapsing the entire orphanage. And rescue teams, I believe it was about 10 days later, looking for survivors. There was only 3 survivors in the entire orphanage. And everybody else died. So 100 people died. Nuns and children alike.
Just all
and
tied
most of them
together.
They dug out of the sand. Yep, and they'd pull one out of the sand, they were tied to another one. So at least they made it easy for rescuers to find them. But
that probably that's yeah, a that, lot that wasn't of the plan, die. But yes.
Yeah, but you know, it's like popcorn garland, you know, on your Christmas tree.
Just everything can be a joke on this show.
Yep.
Absolutely.
So keep pulling them out.
This
dead
hurricane
kid.
Though.
Dead kid.
Oh my gosh. This hurricane, though, was deemed the deadliest hurricane in United States history. And I want to say that in total, over 6,000 people were killed.
Yikes. Horrible.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of people, a lot of dead people. But I can imagine how bad it smelled on the beach, too. I mean, it's hot in Galveston. It's hot.
I thought we just established it smelled
September.
Like popcorn.
No, no, I said it was like popcorn garland. It didn't smell like popcorn. It probably smelled more like bloated nun on the beach.
My favorite scent.
But yeah.
They sell that at Yankee Candle.
They do bloated. Bloated nun on a beach is my favorite candle. Look that up. We have to actually now make we have to Photoshop that on a Yankee Candle. So... Yeah, your work cut out for you tomorrow, Clay, because
wow.
We have to have that as a meme.
Let's get to the the actual thing. I just can't. Okay. I can't.
You're going to have to do that tomorrow. That's your job. Check us out on Instagram, kids. So there is now on this, there's a plaque actually commemorating it, but where this orphanage once stood is now a super Walmart. So you can buy your household goods there, you can buy your toiletries, you can buy your groceries, go to McDonald's, and you can also commune supposedly with the dead. Clay and I, we've done some research, and we there's some compelling evidence, am I right?
There is, yeah. A lot of the employees who have worked there for decades and have seen some things, and I think that was the most compelling thing about this story, is they seemed like there's videos you can watch of some of the employees being interviewed, and they seem very much like, hey, this is just part of the job at this Walmart. And a lot of times people
there was actually one
go ahead
No, you go ahead. A lot of times people keep going.
A lot of times people will try very hard to make things seem like a show. Like, oh yeah, come check it out. But these workers are just doing their job, and the way they talk about it is that like they've seen so many things that it's just part of their day. And
yeah, for the love of God, they work at Walmart.
Who cares if you want to come see it? I don't care. It's just I'm stocking these shelves and I've got to deal with it. And it's how I make my living. And that seems very
yeah, one of the things I like
believable.
About this, right? Yeah, well, one of the things I like about this is you're going to go shop at Walmart. You live in Galveston, you're going to Walmart, man. That's what's happening. That's what's up, right? So you're going to Walmart, and it's not like they have to tell a scary ghost story to get people to go to Walmart. You know, like, I go to Walmart for their great value products.
Right.
I think they're wonderful. So, mostly toilet paper, but they have good soda selections there. Also, pro tip, if you ever decide to go to Walmart online and get your groceries delivered outside, if you order the Great Value soda, for instance, or the pizzas, if they're out, they'll replace them with the next step up, which is usually like a DiGiorno or like Diet Coke, for the same price.
But
so always order the great value stuff.
But if you do that and they are out of their pizza and they deliver DiGiorno, does DiGiorno get docked on that? Because it's not delivery.
It's DiGiorno.
Like, are they like, we can't, what? Oh, no, I don't understand. Paradox.
I don't know. Paradox.net. .org.
No.
Oh, geez. No one else knows that joke except for Clay and I now. But, so these employees have seen things. My favorite is one of the people that stalk at night around 3 to 4 o'clock in the morning. They'll be stalking stuff. And I believe he said that there was this, they hang balloons in Walmart. And there was one that he thought that the helium had just got out of, and it was just sitting, you know, close to the floor, like human eye level. And he would go and do his stalking, and this balloon kept following him throughout the evening. It wasn't like one in one aisle and then out another. It just kept following him at a close distance. And then if he'd stop and he'd look at it, it would stop. And then he'd come back and do. He said after a while, because I'm used to the ghost, he says, I just ignored it and went along my day. He says, but it was there and I remember it. And I thought that was kind of creepy. There was another worker who does stalking at night. He says, I could hear children laughing, which I don't take a lot of stock in that. People can hear things all the time. It could be in your head. I don't know about the hearing things, but there were some video, right?
There was video. And I want to comment real quick on the children laughing. Is they claim that when that happened, it's like overnight and that they're the only ones in there. But I don't know when this Walmart opened. Like, it doesn't look like it's brand new. It's, you know, been built for a while. I guess that's not in my notes as to when it actually opened up. But Walmart's, maybe not this one, but in the past before COVID, most Walmarts were 24 hours. So I don't know that you can really say that you're the only one in there besides other workers stocking shelves. Because I tell you what, there was a time in my life when I worked really late and I would do grocery shopping at like midnight. Walmarts are busier then.
Yeah, I mean, there's...
At least they used to be.
The meth heads have to go someplace. Well, they have to go someplace. It's hot here in Arizona, probably in Galveston.
Some people's work schedules allowed them to only shop at certain times. And where else are you going to go at midnight? Target's closed. Grocery stores typically close at 10, something like that. So I think that's why, yeah, you know, Walmart's, at least in the past, were fairly busy in the middle of the night at odd times that you wouldn't typically think they would be. But I know Walmarts out here aren't really 24 hours anymore, at least most of them that I can see. They've changed since COVID, and
which is a shame, because when you're going to buy a game console or a new video game in the middle of
I know
night?
It's like that's the only time you want to go get it. But the point is,
it's true,
that one is a little bit more difficult to believe, because yeah, there's probably kids in that store at that time.
But the toys. Oh, before we get to the toys, there was also a woman that said that she saw a figure of a woman in white. And maybe it was one of the nuns. There's always a figure of a woman in white in every freaking haunted hotel we've ever talked about. Any haunted... There's always a woman in white wearing period garb. They see a translucent figure. I don't believe it. I don't believe her. I think she's full of crap.
Also, don't nuns, but, at least in like movies, typically wear black? Like, they've got white on under their...
Yeah, that's the thing.
Like, I don't know. Like, that doesn't make sense to me. Like, why is it white?
They don't wear white.
Why is it always white? It's always white.
It's always a woman in a white robe. I don't believe it. That's garbage. However, the toys. This is the compelling stuff I want to talk about. Videos upon videos upon videos of things happening at this Walmart that I kind of dig. I saw some stuff that I thought was kind of creepy. Walmart shelves, for the most part, every Walmart that I've ever been to, they're closed in the middle of the shelf. So, like, you can't reach across the shelf to the other side.
Right.
Clay is of the upper crust, so he doesn't shop at Walmart.
No, I shop at Walmart a lot.
However,
I shop at Walmart a lot.
I'm a very lowbrow human being, so I shop at Walmart quite a bit. Not because lowbrow shop there. I enjoy savings as much as the next guy. It's just that, you know, Clay always wants to shop at Nordstrom's and things like that. I have to shop at Walmart. That's just, he doesn't pay me enough to shop at Nordstrom's with him. I have to go to Walmart or, you know, AJ's Fine Foods if you're here in Arizona, or, you know, Trader Joe's. I have to go to Walmart. This is where I go. But and like a regular Joe, like the rest of the world.
Wow.
But I know, sorry. However, you know, some of the things that I thought, I forgot what I was talking about, but it doesn't matter. Some of the things that I like as that I saw these toys and these different videos falling off the shelves. And it was in such a way that it wasn't like halfway off camera. They weren't trying to hide a piece of clothing, or not clothing, but a fishing line. And usually it was the entire, it was a video of the entire aisle. Do you know what I mean? So it wasn't like someone was hiding somewhere. From the way things were flying off the shelves, it looked fairly reasonable to me. Clay thinks otherwise, right, Clay?
Well, I think the toys falling off the shelves is a little bit easier to explain away than something else that I'm sure you're going to mention in a minute. But yes, the aisles are closed off, but if the toy is sitting in such a way, it's not going to take like that much force to just like jiggle the shelf from the other side. Like it could happen. And like, I'm not going to lie. I do shop at Walmart and Target and all these places. And I walk through the toy aisles with my kids. And I don't think I've ever walked down any toy aisle at a store and not seen at least one toy on the ground. Now, yeah, that could be explained as a kid just left it there because their parents were like, no, we're not buying that for you or whatever. But I wouldn't be surprised if things fall off the shelves everywhere. It's awesome that these people that we watched their video of their investigation got it happening on camera. But I mean, that could just be kind of lucky too.
Yeah, I mean, we've used tricks similar to that in the past in different movies. The Last 5 Days 2, you can watch it on Tubi if you'd like to. Last 5 Days 3, you can watch that as well.
We haven't made a Last 5 Days 3.
Really?
Have we not made it yet? I was like, gosh, what? You made one without me?
I guess that's the next one we have to make. No, Last 5 Days 2. Clay wants to make a number 3.
I do. Actors.
We use some of those tricks. However, we've used some of those tricks. Those are pretty good tricks. Every time someone's like, there's a poltergeist haunting and like a door shuts on its own, it's always a door where no one can see.
Right. And I'm not even necessarily saying
pulling a cell phone.
I'm not even necessarily saying that there were tricks in the video. I'm just saying someone could have touched that before those guys walked down the aisle. And it could have been sitting very close to the edge. It could have been barely on the hanger. Things do just fall. Like, there is a thing called gravity, you know, depending on exactly how it was placed. Eventually, something might fall. It could happen. It does happen.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. And I would say that that's actually correct. But, you know, people have also said there was like cheese, like the sliced Walmart cheese. And it used to be on hooks, but they had to start putting it in boxes because it would just fly off the hooks, which is really hard to pull those off those hooked things. So I thought that was kind of cool. And I would have said
that wasn't on video. I will say that is, yes, people have said that, but that's not on video.
That's anecdotal. Absolutely. Yeah. However, I would say that all these things can be trumped up to gravity and just things like that happening. But the toys are terrifying. So my granddaughter lives with me. Aria, if you're older and you listen to all of the horrible things that Pop-Pop has done, and watch them, I'm sorry for all the embarrassing movies I've been in and television shows. I'm sure you're mortified at 15.
Like Last 5 Days, however, 3.
No, that's going to be a good one. No, because, you know, kids in 14 and 15, they're like, oh my God, everything's so embarrassing. Yeah. But I'm actually very proud of my entire body of work. But, you know, if you're listening to this in the future and Pop-Pop's talking, you know, I have been terrified of your toys going off. Some of our toys will go off in the middle of the night here at the house. But I can always trump that up to they're laying on their side in a toy box, and then the cat walks by and jumps in the toy box and turns one on. Things like that. Like, it's never been like the haunted Elsa doll thing.
No,
when batteries go out of toys, sometimes they go off once.
That's
in a
what
while,
I was gonna
right?
say is I think that sometimes the batteries just get low and the machine just works differently. But also I think children's toys are just kind of made cheaply. They're mass produced. I cannot remember if I've told this story. I feel like I have, but just in case I haven't, I want to say it real quick. I came home from work one day. This was like years ago, 3-4 years ago. And my youngest at the time, Kenna, had one of those like walker toys that everyone has seen it. It's like got the wheels and it's got like, it's like red and the handle, and it's got like the things you can do on the front, but you in essence walk around with it. It like helps you learn how to walk, makes noise, plays music, all that fun stuff. It was off. I came home. I was the only one home. Wife and kids were out doing something. And as I'm opening the door, I can hear the music playing from it. And I go find it, and it's just in the kitchen, just sitting there blasting music off. But it's playing music. So I turned it on and then shut it off, and it went off. And I actually took a video of it. I don't know if I still have it. If I do, I'll try to find it and put it on our Instagram and our, what'd you call it? Face space.
Our face space.
But yeah, I mean, stuff like that has happened to me. And that's not to say that the toy is haunted. I just think you're kind of right. Toys in general are just loud. They don't work sometimes. Sometimes they work too well, and they do weird things. It happens.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, sure.
But
however, cool. Yeah, that's the thing, right? So we've seen video, right? We've seen video of a worker walking up to these toys and talking to invisible kids that aren't there, just toys on a rack, and requesting things from the toys, and the toys just doing them.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like super specific, but it's like the toys go off when the worker
talks.
Yeah, but I mean, toys do have like demo modes and things, and they didn't like get the toy up close on camera and like show us things, and it's very compelling. And I know that I'm the one that typically is the believer and you're not, and I do think that it's excellent footage and it is scary, but because it happens so often with children's toys, I would have been more anxious for her to take that one and move it away and see if the one behind it started doing it, because that would have proven that something was going on. Because if you can do it to one toy, you should be able to do it to the exact same toy 6 inches behind it if I just move it in place.
Heck yeah.
But, you know, that's just me being, I want more. Like this,
the xylophone afterward, though.
Yeah.
The xylophone.
But again, that's the front. That was kind of creepy. That's the front toy right next to it. I would have just liked to have seen both of them moved and then see if they can get the toy behind it to be interacted with.
Eh, fair enough. I think what it was, it was pretty.
No, it was.
I don't think there was a lot of tomfoolery going on. And because.
I think that because it was so good, I just wanted a little bit more. Because a lot of times it's like you can explain it away, or it is what it is. But this was like borderline like evidence that something was going on. Like it's really cool. And I love how the worker handles herself and is composed, because you can tell that she just kind of deals with it on the daily.
Yeah. By the way, this Walmart, actually the one we're referring to, closes at 11 p.m. daily.
But I'm curious to know when that started. I know that the video we watched, I think, was in like, it might have been in 2019, now that I think about it. So
2019.
So it was before COVID. So yeah, I guess if they're not, maybe they're not open 24 hours or never had been open 24 hours, then yeah, sure. I guess they could be there at night and hear little kids laughing.
By the way, this Walmart Supercenter has 4 out of 5 stars on Google. And if you want to go visit, it's at 6702 Seawall Boulevard in Galveston, Texas. And if you go, you know, tell them that Adam and Clay sent you. You get the Talk About Scary discount. Don't try to take any of your own discounts. The five-finger discount doesn't work at Walmart. They prosecute to the fullest extent of the law. But let them know that we sent you and that that you love us and that we love them, and they'll give you the Talk About Scary discount.
It's probably just going to be 0%. A haunted toy. They're going to be like, oh, yeah, you get one of these. Yeah.
They do a price match guarantee, so maybe they'll, if you say there's a discount, maybe they'll just give it to you. Sometimes they do that at Walmart. They've been known to do things like that. So give that a shot. That's all I have, but I thought it was a really neat episode, and I really wanted to kind of just talk about it a little bit.
I think stuff like that is fun. Especially when there's videos and employees and a lot of proof.
Just tons of people.
Well, I say proof, but, you know, evidence, I guess.
Yeah, that's better. Evidence. Evidence.
Evidence is compelling.
It really is. It really is. But that's all we have for you today, guys. So, keep your comments coming in. Visit us on the Facebook and the Instagram and the MySpace. Definitely on the Instagram.
MySpace.
And as always, on MySpace. As always, oh, and on LinkedIn. as always. Creep it real, kids. Creep it real.
Who's that guy that
wasn't
founded
so hard, was
MySpace?
It?
Wasn't it like Tom, and he had like that same profile picture for like 20 years?
Tom, yeah, in front of the chalkboard. Yeah, he was all of our friends. All Tom wanted for us was to be happy and learn some HTML and some